Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Richt, ACC Network, former head coach with Georgia and also with Miami. He joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Coach, what's up?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. And, you know, an interesting start here to this to the college football season. You know, when you look at this weekend's games, you know, as you drill down, it's not the sexiest weekend of matchups when you look at it early on this year. However, you know, Clemson and Syracuse have kind of got an interesting history, you know, with Syracuse's brief history in that ACC where they've had some success against the Clemson Tigers. Now, they got destroyed last week against Maryland. I know different quarterback, but do you give Syracuse any kind of a chance to give Clemson a little bit of a scare Saturday night up in the Dome?
Well, they're at home. That's going to help if they give the fans something to cheer about. That Carrier Dome can get super hot and super loud. And, you know, obviously the last three times they've played a Clemson quarterback, left the game with some type of injury and had to scramble around and try to make something happen. I'm not necessarily predicting that, or I don't want that to happen, but that's helped them in the last few years. Of course, 2 years ago, they beat them at Syracuse, and then last year had them on the ropes. You know, we'll see what happens. I know Dino's going to have them ready to go, but, you know, right now it looks like a real tall order after what Maryland did to them.
You know, how good of a prospect do you think Lawrence is, Coach?
Oh, Trevor's big time. There's no doubt. I mean, not he can win the Heisman or not is debatable because I don't think he's going to have the wild numbers that it takes to get it. You know, play big in big games, but you know his biggest games are probably won't happen until the playoff. So, you know, I think that they're going to run the. But I thought Texas A&M had a shot going into the thing, and Clemson kind of throttled them down. So. You know, somebody may jump up. There's, you know, Boston College, I like what I'm seeing with them. I think they'll have a chance to challenge them. So we'll see what happens.
You know, Coach, a moment ago you mentioned Maryland, you know, and that beatdown they put on Syracuse. That caught a lot of people by surprise. I don't know, I was shocked. I think it was like 63-20. Yeah. So let me ask you, do you think Maryland, the Terps, you think they can keep this rolling? I know they got Temple next on the road there in Philly. So what do you think about the Terps? Can they keep this thing going?
Well, I like them. They got Josh Jackson, the transfer from Virginia Tech, who 2 years ago threw for 3,000 yards and you know, ran for a bunch of yards. He's really a talented guy. But he's got Anthony McFarland and a kid named Leak, two running backs that are dynamic. He's got some receivers that are real. You know, they beat Howard 79-0 in the first game, and you're like, well, it's Howard. But, you know, then they score 63 against Syracuse, so it's going to be interesting. I think they'll challenge in a side of the league in the Big Ten that's very really tough with where they got Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State. I mean, they got a bunch of monsters in there, but I think they're going to give people a run for their money.
When you look at Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts, Taz and I have been huge fans and clearly a guy that you can easily root for, Coach. But when you look at that offensive system and look at how he's exploded, well, we know, you know, Baker and Kyler were extremely talented. Is it the player or is it the system how much success Lincoln Riley's having with these young quarterbacks?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, those guys were really dynamic players. There's no doubt about it. And Jalen Hurts, he looks like a monster running that thing.
Geez.
I mean, that first game was three touchdown passes, three touchdowns rushing. Looks like he's in total command of what they're doing. You know, he's going to put up giant numbers, and I got him as the guy that I think is going to win the Heisman just because of the numbers he's going to get and the wins they're going to get. And he's, like you say, he's a guy I think everybody in America is pulling for.
Yeah, it's hard not to, right? After what he's been through there at Alabama, I mean, you know but you know, we'll see. But he definitely looks great. You know, totally agree. And like Moose said, we've been talking him up like crazy. We believe in him for sure. Let's talk about, Coach, let's go to Columbus, talk about the Buckeyes for a second. Their new head coach, Ryan Day. You know, Buckeyes right now, I mean, looking pretty good, sitting 2-0. And, you know, speak on this from a coaching perspective. You're coming in there, right? You're replacing a guy like Urban Meyer. I mean,
right.
What do you think of the job early on here that Day is doing, after Meyer's success? Yeah.
I mean, he's inheriting a really talented team and a team that's used to winning. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I mean, you want to put your stamp on your program, you know, as a new head coach, but you also don't want to mess up something that's already good. And plus, you know, he was part of the success in the past. It's not like he's just coming out of nowhere. So I think he's doing a great job. You know, I think Fields is, you know, really dynamic player, and obviously their system lends to the quarterback having big numbers as well. But it's hard to say until they get into the meat of the schedule, but you know, I think he's doing a super job, to be honest with you.
You know, Coach, the challenge is when you look at Florida State here, you know, with Willie Taggart, a program that you're familiar with, you know, and they've had a lot of success and did under Jimbo Fisher, is now running, you know, Texas A&M. But what are the challenges here facing that Florida State program, and are you surprised that Taggart and that program has struggled since he took over?
Yeah, they're in a situation now where they're so desperate for a victory, and it, you know, I know they won last week, but it didn't feel like a win the way things went. And so there's just so much outside noise, outside pressure that you just have to put out of your mind. And as a coaching staff, you can do it because you can go to work. You can just kind of hole up in there, bunker down, and not listen to anything, you know, on the radio, TV, social media. But those players, they're out in the open. They got to go to class every day. They got to hear what people have to say. They can't live without being on social media. So they're reading everything, and their parents are too, and, you know, calling them. And, you know, the whole, it's just, it's a tough, tough thing to manage. But, you know, the bottom line is they have to just believe in themselves and worry about what the coaches say and what each other say, and not worry about what the outside world is saying right now.
Hey, Coach, so what about the whole deal with Nick Saban, right? Obviously, great coach, one of the greatest coaches ever in college football, as we all know. But, you know, he's got a big problem with students. You know, he's kind of ticked that students are leaving games early. You know, you know, all your success as a head coach, especially, you know, all your time at Georgia, Miami. But, you know, listen, man, you could speak on this. I'm sure there's been times, you know, that you probably could see what he's saying, feel what he's saying.
Oh,
but
no doubt.
Speak on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, you just can't mandate what 18 to 22-year-olds are going to do unless they're on your team, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got control over his players, but he doesn't have control over the student body. But, you know, I think the best thing to do is have incentives. It looks like they're trying to build in some incentives to be there and stay there.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, if you're beating somebody by 40 at halftime, I mean, I guess they're ready to go party. So
Yeah. It's a lot of partying going on. Yeah.
It's a tough thing to legislate.
Well, it is, and it's also, I mean, it's, if that's what you're getting on, you know, things aren't too bad in your program either, Coach. I mean, really, if you're concerned about students leaving the game early, you know what, things are going pretty well for you if you're Nick Saban.
That's why he's a great coach. He's that attention to detail, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That's funny.
You know, Coach, the game's obviously different when you look at college coaching as compared to, say, the National Football League, but you know, Herm Edwards has done a nice job out there at Arizona State. And they go in and take on the Spartans of Michigan State late afternoon tomorrow in East Lansing. Are you surprised that Arizona State program has done pretty well under Herm?
Well, you know, Herm's a good communicator, and he's obviously a very good coach. So, you know, if you have the right kind of personality, the bottom line is in college, you got to recruit. You know, in the NFL, you don't have to be that personable if you don't want to. I mean, there's some free agent stuff that you probably got to do a little recruiting in the NFL. But for the most part, you're drafting guys. You're just telling them you're on the team, and that's the way it is. But, you know, if you have a personality that will attract parents and coaches, high school coaches and the players themselves, it gives you a chance to bring in the kind of people that you need to win. And apparently he's doing a good job of that.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time this morning. We do.
Sure.
Enjoy watching you on the ACC Network. Continued success, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
Take care. All right.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
You got it. That's Mark Richt.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.